the moisture and earthy matter drawn through the roots becomes sap. This passes through the stalk and enters the leaves. There a great change takes place, which results in the starting of the ears and the growth of the grain. The maize plant bears two kinds of flowers, male and female. The two are widely separated. The male flowers are on the tassel. The fine silk threads which surround the ear and peep out from the end of the husks are the female flowers. Each grain on the cob is the starting point for a thread of silk, and unless the thread receives some particle of the dust which falls from the tassel flowers, the kernel with which it is connected will not grow. The many uses of Indian corn and its products are worthy of note. The green stalks and leaves make excellent fodder for cattle. The ripe grain is used all over the earth as food for horses, pigs, and poultry. Nothing is better for fattening stock. Green corn or roasting ears, hulled corn and hominy, New England hasty pudding and succotash are favorite dishes with many persons. Then there are parched corn and popcorn, the delight of long winter evenings. Corn starch is an important article of commerce. Syrup and sugar are made from the juice of the stalk, and oil and alcohol from the ripened grain. Corn husks are largely used for filling mattresses, and are braided into mats, baskets, and other useful articles. Thus it will be seen how varied are the uses of Indian corn, and besides being so useful, the plant is very beautiful. The sight of a large cornfield in the latter part of summer, with all its green banners waving and its tasseled plumes nodding, is one to admire and not to be forgotten.